From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama heads to Germany to drum up support for a trade pact. Mr. Obama will meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel to discuss the global economy, terrorism, transatlantic security, and other issues during his two-day visit. The two leaders also hope to build support for the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP. The Free Trade Pact is being negotiated by the United States and the European Union. During a town hall meeting with British young people Saturday, Mr. Obama challenged the crowd to reject ideologies that isolate and divide them from others.
The forces that lead to the most violence and the most injustice typically spring out of people saying, I want to feel important by dividing the world into us and them.
Mr. Obama is expected to express support for a deal between the European Union and Turkey to manage the flow of migrants and refugees from Syria. The leaders and their counterparts from Britain, France, and Italy will also hold talks ahead of the NATO summit set for July in Warsaw. Meanwhile, in Hanover Saturday, tens of thousands of protesters gathered to demonstrate against the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. About 35,000 people marched in the streets of the northern German city carrying signs criticizing the deal. Trade unionists, nationalists, and green groups say the deal will drive down wages, reduce quality control, and damage the environment. For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says his country's efforts to deter Syrians from entering Greece by sea have drastically cut daily migrant voyages. Davutoğlu spoke Saturday from the Turkish city of Gaziantep near the Syrian border, along with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and European Council President Donald Tusk. Tusk said that the deal negotiated between the EU and Turkey has drastically slowed the flow of illegal immigration in recent weeks.
We are starting to see results. Since the March agreement, we have seen a sharp reduction of the illegal migration flows across the Aegean.
Tusk described Turkey as the best example for the whole world of how we should treat refugees. On Friday, Amnesty International urged the European delegation not to close their eyes to the catalog of human rights abuses faced by refugees in Turkey. North Korea confirmed Sunday that it had conducted a submarine-launched ballistic missile test supervised by leader Kim Jong-un. The North Korean state news agency declared that the test was a great success, even as the official news agency in South Korea claimed just the opposite. South Korean military officials told Yonhap News Agency the missile flew for about 30 kilometers, and the test Saturday does not appear to have been a success. A South Korean defense spokesman said Seoul is keeping close tabs on the North Korean military and maintaining a full defensive posture. Ecuador's President Rafael Correa says the death toll from last week's earthquake has risen to 646. Last Saturday's quake, the worst in nearly seven decades, injured around 12,500 people and left 130 missing along the country's Pacific coast. Thousands of soldiers and police have been deployed throughout Ecuador to provide emergency relief, including temporary shelters and food. In addition, scores of aid workers from dozens of nations, including Spain, Peru, Cuba, Bolivia, and Venezuela, have arrived, to assist in the relief efforts. An American pop icon, Prince, was laid to rest Saturday in a private ceremony for close friends and family. The musician's publicist released a statement saying that his body was cremated and then honored in a small ceremony. The statement did not say where the event took place, but fans who have been camped out at Prince's home outside the northern city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, report seeing former bandmates and friends of the superstar filing inside. Prince died on Thursday at age 57. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.